Wuji, Being Time, by Ehe Dogen. The way the self arrays itself is the form of the entire world. See each thing in this entire world as a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way seeking mind arises in this moment. A way seeking moment arises in this mind. It is the same with practice and with attaining the way. Thus, the self setting itself out in array sees itself. This is the understanding that self is time. Know that in this way there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth, and yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice. When you are at this place, there is just one grass, there is just one form, there is understanding of form and beyond understanding of form. There is understanding of grass and beyond understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Grass being, form being are both time. Each moment is all being. Each moment is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. For me, this is one of the more accessible Dogen readings. yet, in some respects, it too is troubling or challenging. It's this invitation for us to explore time, this concept that we have, and to explore the way time is relative, to explore the way time is not something separate, but is something that is actually composed of other beings. How do we notice that time has passed? But through the change of other beings. Through the movement of the planets, through the cooling of the air, through the lowering of the pitch of the crickets as summer becomes autumn. We notice that time has passed through the changing of our own skin, where everything constantly the same, we would not know change, we would not know time. There is some way that all things are made of each other. We have talked about this with the self, the way the self is also made of all things and is made of time, as time is made of all things. Dogen is playing here once again in this place of both in allowing for distinctions and collapsing distinctions. Allowing there to be a self. Certainly there is someone sitting here. But to recognize that when we look into the nature of the self, that the self is made of non-self elements, water, air, thoughts. Some of these things we identify as ourselves, and we come to believe in a hardened and fixed idea of ourselves. But when we look closely, every element is passing through. We can find no single thing that remains unchanged, separate. And so I think sometimes when we're young, we have a notion of time that it exists quite separately, like a line that you could draw on a board. And there might be a dot in the middle of that line, and that dot is now. But all this other time exists around that dot. And of course, when we look for the past, we can't find it. I make a joke in teaching a novel, Siddhartha, where he talks about there is no past, there is no future, everything has reality and presence. And we talk about, well, where is the past? Where does it exist? Can I go over to this file cabinet and open it up and pull it out? Everything that was in the past is actually in the present. It's here. But its form has changed. As its form changes, sometimes it does so that it seems utterly unrecognizable. Thich Nhat Hanh likes to tell the story of how water, maybe a drop of water, feels very separate and alone. But this water, and maybe we miss it when it disappears. But of course, the water is not really gone. It's changed, it's evaporated, it's become a cloud. We can find it elsewhere. This idea, not necessarily that there are elements that remain unchanged, but that everything is always changing and taking on new form from one moment to the next. If we cannot find the past in some rigidly set way, like you might imagine moments lined up one after another that create this timeline. And if I could just jump back, like in the movies, to that previous place where it was all recorded, I could enter right in to the past, somehow as myself. This notion of time as something existing separate from ourselves, that we can enter into and leave. Great for science fiction. But Dogen is asking us, so what is time for you? What is time really for you? Can you really go back into the past other than through your memories? Can you really find all these moments stacked up somewhere? Where would you find them? Then, of course, the future, these projections. Imagining that they're in some way already lined up too. Maybe time is not actually a line. Although our mind conceives of it that way. Maybe it's really just now. Just a point that exists, out of which we construct pasts and futures. The mind is so agile and powerful. And of course, quite a useful thing to be able to put things in their proper order, to recreate them in our history books, to tell our stories, to remember how we got here. But those history books are where we find time now, the past now. So this beautiful invitation on Dogen's part. So what is the nature of now then? How is it that all time is included in this moment? How is it that all beings are included in this moment, even the ones we've lost? What is this moment? Such a mystery, really. This fact that we can't hold on to this moment, that it keeps vanishing before us, and of course also arising before us. This entire moment flashing into and out of existence, like a series of pictures, where the rest of the film seems to simply disappear. What we begin to tap into as we look into the present moment in this way is the sense that things are not quite so solid as we imagined. That there is such a sense of, moments moving. The contents of the moment passing through this remarkable impermanence of all things, the changing nature of ourselves and of all things. As we get older, we begin to recognize that some of the things that we thought were permanent, that we most deeply believed were permanent, are not. We certainly have had the experience of somebody seeming one way to us, and then something happens and they seem like a completely different person to us. Or we've lost people that we love. People who we imagined would be with us forever. Particularly when we were children. And as this happens, we do begin to taste very deeply the impermanence of life. The impermanence of all these different manifestations, forms in the world. It sounds so sad, but it's not only sad. There's something kind of mysterious and strangely beautiful about this. The way things keep sort of shifting and changing and disappearing, and yet disappearing into what? Not disappearing into the past, but disappearing into the present. Disappearing into this moment. As they simply transform into something new. Such an incredible thing for me to bring my father's ashes on top of a mountain and to let them loose into the wind. And here is the wind outside our window now. So I really appreciate this work that Dogen is doing in inviting us into this mystery. This mystery of this moment. And I also appreciate the closing to this passage that we have. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. It's amazing how quickly the mind will jump in and say, well, yeah, you know, I lost this thing. I'm certainly not the, I lost my slingshot when I was 6. Still can't find it. And of course, from the perspective of relative truth, that is true. And Dogen is acknowledging that part of our lives, that narrated part of our lives. But he's inviting us into something more. That's not where the story ends. that everything is also in this present moment. This present moment, there is nothing else. There is no other life, no other world for us. Just this. For me, I often kind of consolidate all the teachings into these simple question: what is? And I watch the mind answer with its stories, which are not wrong, but that are so limited. Every word we say divides the world. By saying the word floor, I leave out everything that is not floor. This is the way language works. So words alone are not enough to capture our experience. What is beyond understanding, as Dogen says? There is understanding, and there is what is beyond understanding. And for me, that's the real invitation of practice. Once a scary thought that there is something happening that is beyond what my mind can comprehend. And now such a relief. Such a relief. Such a beautiful resting place to enter into what is beyond comprehension. And what is always available to us, not in the form of past, present, or future, beyond all categories. Thank you.